This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Dallas Cowboys training camp. Want to thank the on-time experts, Rhino Shield, Yardbird, Southern Table, and Bar Wild Fork Foods, Greystone Roofing, all of them for helping us get here. And I want to thank Corey Majors.
You're welcome. Kevin, whenever you listen to a Cowboys game during the regular season.
I want to thank Brad Sham and Babe Laufenberg as well.
Where do you hear them, though?
Right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Whenever you hear Bruce Bochy on this, where do you hear him?
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm glad that you said that, because remember, we'll have Bochy on tomorrow, even though we're at training camp. Doesn't mean we can't still be the best at everything else, too.
That's right. And so that's the thing, man. Like, we're out here as the home of the Dallas Cowboys, making sure we're bringing you the best coverage we possibly can, making sure we're getting you the best interviews they possibly have.
That's damn right. And I'm impressed at the amount of people on the fan text and the YouTube that knew that the gun you were talking about is called a blunderbuss.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I would have never gotten that in a million
years.
You
have no clue where that cannonball is going.
No. Whatever. Absolutely not. Now, can you, Alec, go ahead and give me a Rangers highlight from last night, please, good sir?
First pitch, he hits one high and deep to left field. Soderstrom going back. He's at the wall. It's gone! Michael Hellman's first big league home run comes with two men on board, and the Rangers are up 5-1.
Now, we had a lot of firsts in yesterday's game. Alec just played that audio. Michael Hellman gets his first major league home run.
I think he's batting 143, right, by the way, right now.
Oh,
so I want to congratulate him on that. Like, that's awesome. But I don't want people to go, oh, man, this Michael Hellman kid must be on fire right now. He had a good one yesterday. That was great. I love it.
It doesn't sound like you're celebrating.
I want more success from him so that he's not batting 143. I want him to be batting 243 at least.
Okay.
250.
Okay.
350.
Oh, man!
450.
You don't have to keep going up in
500.
Stop saying higher numbers.
It'd be awesome. That was really awesome that he got that moment last night. Did he get the ball?
Oh, I don't know about that. We'll
Did
look
Bochy
into
go
that.
Out into the stands and say, hey, I'd like that baseball from a kid out here?
I mean, obviously you'd give him the baseball then. I don't think that happened.
Because he made the walk all the way out there. You're like, thanks, Boach. Appreciate it.
And then Cody Freeman got his first major league hit, which also happened to be an RBI. So there's lots of cool firsts that happened in the game yesterday. But what I really want to focus in on is the somewhat magical powers of Corey Majors. Alec, do you recall yesterday what Corey predicted or perhaps did not predict for his bold predictions on the Rangers?
Yeah, it was very bold. He did a great job in that part that we would not see Josh Jung again this season in the majors.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And then you told me that he had two home runs over the weekend.
Back to back.
And I immediately changed my mind and said he would be up that day and we were going to win the World Series.
So, do you guys want to submit?
But Alec is right. I boldly said.
I mean, this is as bold as it gets, man. It's as bold as it gets. So, what I would like on the Frankel & Frankel injury attorney text line is any predictions or anti-predictions you would like Corey to make next so he could potentially manifest them into being, because Josh Jung comes back. Bam!
Bam!
He gets a home run of his own, which gave the Rangers the early 1-0 lead. They would go on to win the game, of course, 7-2. Do you have any other predictions that you would like Corey to make in hopes that either it will come true or he'll immediately reverse course, and then that part will come true?
That's the part that I'm struggling to figure out where my powers are here.
It is
tricky. Was the power the anti-Corey? Or was the power the other side when I changed my mind?
Okay, hold on. I got an idea.
Because I got new information. And, Kevin, unlike some people, when given new information, okay, I do feel like I can change my mind.
Okay, Alec.
I don't have to stay stuck on things.
First of all, that is a good idea for any human being. And I hope they're listening. Alec, I think I know how to do this. Hey, Corey, will you say that Jacob DeGrom can't win the Cy Young this year? Just trust me on this.
Oh. Were you talking to me?
Yes. When I said, hey, Corey.
I kind of don't want that
just
audio.
Just do it!
Jacob DeGrom, he's not going to be able to win the Cy Young this year.
Corey, I have new information for you. MLB.com listed their dark horse candidates for all of the major awards. And their dark horse candidate for AL Cy Young is one Jacob DeGrom.
What?
And he said, in the case of DeGrom, it's been quite the experience to see him back in full force. Among qualified American League starters, DeGrom's 2.32 ERA trails only Skubal and Garrett Crochet. And obviously, all three of them vastly trail Nathan Eovaldi, who we're hoping will be back out there tomorrow. So new information has been presented to you. MLB.com says Jacob DeGrom is their dark horse to win the Cy Young. What do you think now?
With this new information, now I do believe that Jacob DeGrom will win the AL and NL Cy Youngs and both MVPs.
Okay. I think at least two of those could happen.
All right.
My bold prediction, I guess if you pitch the greatest 2 months in the history of baseball.
They just go, we got to give them both of them. Like, there's nobody better.
Man, it really feels like you'd have to throw, like, 6 no-hitters at that time.
Which one's the most important, you know, like the AL or the NL? That's the question. Like, we always used to give Mike a hard time.
Yeah.
Every other sport has one MVP. Yours has two.
Yeah, a little soft. I've always thought AL was more important just because that's where the Rangers play. From the 254, Corey, can you say that DeGrom will never pitch a no-no? And then from the 325, will you say that Langford will never get a hit again?
Oh, man. Hold on. Wyatt Langford, probably never going to hit the baseball again.
Oh, man.
That is my prediction for tonight. Is that how that works a little bit? But here's the thing. I really do hope he hits again.
No.
So that makes it sound like I hoped Josh Jung wouldn't come back up. But I do hope that he hits the ball a lot. So I don't know if my conviction is there. Do you have new information that shows he'll get a hit?
I'm going to give it my best here.
Oh, no.
All right. Today is July 22nd. The last time Josh Jung got a hit was July 12th, which also ends in a 2. Now, is it concerning that it was 10 days ago? Yes.
Yes.
Even if you factor in the All-Star break, that is still too long. But maybe Josh Jung just needs those dates that end with a 2 to really get
like
it
the
going.
Pirates can only win on Wednesdays?
Exactly.
And Josh Jung needs two days?
Maybe that could be that. Look, I don't know if your powers stretch out to this from the 945. Can Corey predict the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, because I've never seen that one in my life?
I have. I saw it 3 times.
Okay, but I think the idea is to help that person out, not to dunk on them that you saw it happen 3 times. I want you to wait until more Cowboys employees walk by and then just definitively say that.
Man, I don't think the Cowboys are winning it this year.
Settle down just a little bit.
Hey, all right.
Okay.
Dude, Tyler Smith is really amped up about this team, though.
Yeah.
His expectation is Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that did blow up in the wrong way. I think everybody's expectation is that way.
Sure.
And you need to, like, that should be the first goal every year, right? Write that down at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing to get there? That's the next question. What are you doing to get to that thing that you want so much? What's the step? How do you navigate that? You've never done it before. So how do you know what it's going to take until you get to that? Like, that's another thing. How do you know that?
It's an interesting question. Now, back to the Rangers right here and right now.
From the 806. Oh, yeah. Y'all are toying with the juju here. This isn't how it works. You're actually jinxing everything.
Ooh, okay. Let me just tell you about current Rangers things happening then, and hopefully we will avoid that. Justin Foscue and Alejandro Osuna were optioned back to AAA Round Rock. I kind of feel bad for Justin Foscue because I think the last two times he's come up, he's gotten like 7 at-bats and then 3 at-bats. And for Osuna,
there's no way to get a real rhythm exactly. That way, and that's not fair to him, but that's where he is in his career right now.
And that's the nature of just sports and sometimes business in life in general. I would love to see Alejandro Osuna get an everyday shot. I realize that's not exactly how it played out this go-around, but he wasn't hitting particularly well, so I understand why he got sent back down. And then for...
DeGrom is not pitching a perfect game tonight.
Oh,
that's not
man.
Happening.
And you know he wants it. That would be awesome. That would make tomorrow's show so much fun. And then for the Rangers, they did agree to terms with a handful of their draft picks so far, including their first-round selection. Now, the thing that's been interesting to me about this is they signed their first-round selection for $4.8 million. The slot value on that is $5.7 million.
Okay.
So they've saved $900,000 right there. And then if you look at McConaughey and a belt, they both signed for below their slot value as well. And
all
right, so,
all right.
Yes. Both of them are recovering from elbow surgery, so that probably, and they're not going to pitch this season, so that probably makes a bit of sense. So McConaughey signed for $166,000 below his slot, and then the other one signed for about $50,000 below his slot, which means the Rangers have already created about $1.1 million in extra slot money, because every year there's some of those picks that you're like, hey, that kid really wants to go to college, and you're like, maybe we can make it worth his while. So It's probably a good time to go back and revisit some of those draft picks and take a look at who the big swings are maybe that they're trying to make to be like, hey, I think we can buy this kid out of college or whatever.
Does that money roll over at all?
No.
It's all within that one
correct.
Year. Okay, all
correct.
Right.
As far as I understand, and obviously you got a boogie to get this stuff done, because I think the deadline is in 6 days, maybe? It's coming up really quick, the deadline to have all of your draft picks signed, because they stopped doing the thing where it was going to be like the entire year. Obviously, we've seen that blow up in the Rangers' face as well.
I'm curious about this. In this front, is Chris Young having these conversations with these guys too? Or is there a whole other department working with that? The front offices of things, I feel like there's just so much going on. Jerry talked about it yesterday. I can't do everything. So I do feel like, does he have a staff that they focus specifically on these draft picks?
I think he does, but you talked about the nature with Jerry of kind of like the decision gets made or the buck stops with him.
Everything has to funnel through
him. I find it hard to believe that he doesn't have the final say, or like some semblance of the final say, where he's like, all right, did we get, or maybe they have a plan going in where they're like, hey, we're going to offer 4.8 as opposed to 5.7. And he's like, okay, if that's the agreement, I sign off on it.
You know,
like, especially like preemptively.
And also, you hire people that you trust can do their job.
Correct.
And so when they come to you and say, we're doing this, you say, all right, stamp of approval.
Agreed. Now, a couple things for the Rangers last night, and then exciting times to look ahead at. It's looking like DeGrom tonight and Eovaldi tomorrow. At least that's been the discussion. And I know, theoretically, I think Corbin was going to pitch tomorrow, but now it's looking like Eovaldi, hopefully back sooner than we thought, and he could be activated tomorrow. For last night's game, Jack Leiter, fourth career quality start. All of them have been this season career high, 7 strikeouts. First 4 of them were on the kick change. You remember we talked about a couple months ago that kick change, so good for him. And then Corey Seager for the Rangers has now been on base 22 straight games.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. That's actually really good because that's turning in that right direction for Seager.
And I know for a minute people were concerned. They're like, hey, that walk is cool, but like I could use some more hits.
But the thing about it is, Kevin, if you see this on base streak, the hits coming along with it, when he's hitting like that, that's when teams go, we have to walk him.
Yeah.
Because this dude is going to do too much damage, especially if we have runners on. We need to get a base open so we can go ahead and get him on and not worry about it.
And you know when we talk about like...
Which means what? The guys behind him now need to do damage whenever that happens.
Absolutely. And you know what? We talk about like raised expectations and everything. This is the longest on-base streak for a Ranger since...
Joe DiMaggio.
Well, he did not play for the Rangers.
Okay. Elvis Andrus.
This exact same time last year.
Oh.
When it was Corey Seager
again. That's how good he is.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Alec, I really need you to buy in this on this segment, okay? I know we said that the time for Mount Rushmore's and nonsense is over, and I hear you on that, but we're still going to give this a shot. The best fictional quarterbacks of all time. 877-881-1053. Who is your number one? We will discuss that and other Cowboys information live from training camp right here on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, listen.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Go run left, deuce, zig, 22 town cat.
You all right?
Snap count. What's the snap count?
Famous, would you make the call already?
You all right?
That's a first.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Dallas Cowboys training camp, courtesy of the on-time experts, Rhino Shield, and of course, Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. And don't forget, in this segment, we will have our ticket giveaway for Treaty Oak Revival. So stick around for that. But right now, we are starting practice this afternoon. But we haven't started practice just yet. So I say there's time for at least one more nonsense segment. And probably more than that. And this comes courtesy of something we were talking about off air, and then we factored in the Ringer as well with the fictional quarterback ranking. So who is the best make-believe quarterback of all time. It could be movies. It could be TV shows, because those are represented here as well. Now, I'm going to read off a variety of these. First of all, from the 817, Steve DeBerg is not one of the valid answers. He was a real quarterback who really played. Yes. From the 910, Willie Beeman. From the 314, Willie Beeman again. Joe Kane from the program. I love that. And then multiple people are asking for this question, and I have to admit, I didn't really factor this in. Wasn't Uncle Rico a quarterback?
Yeah, he was. He could throw the ball over the mountains over there.
So.
Yeah, no, he counts. He didn't play a game. But he did do his video. Remember, he was doing his video in front of the van or whatever that he lived in?
Yeah, so.
I think he counts.
You know, maybe you consider that one. But we're going to go through these rankings, and I want to let you know we're going to go to cut number 8. And Corey, correct me if I'm wrong. We'll play the clip. But I think that you believe any list that doesn't have this gentleman as number 1 is stupid.
I know you're tired. I know you're hurting. And I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational. But that just wouldn't be our style. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever.
What a line. See, this is the thing. This is a quarterback who knows who he is and knows his team.
That's
I'd love
true.
To give some inspirational speech. But that's just not who we are. And then he gives you a line like that that's totally inspirational. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever. That's awesome. Shane Falco is my number one. Now, look, did he throw it? Did he throw that game in college? Maybe. Maybe that did happen. But whenever he had his opportunity with the replacements, Kevin, he stood. He rose to the occasion. And also, do you remember the quicksand speech? When everybody was like, oh, I'm scared of spiders. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. Quicksand. You know, whenever you're running and you feel like you can't get anywhere and you never know how you're going to get out. That's, dude, he was great.
So you're going to love this. Best trait of Shane Falco, locker room speeches. Worst trait, per the Ringer, his anti-labor leanings. It says he's a scab who sells out the Players Association for an unearned shot at the pros. The movie portrays Washington's real players as villains for going on strike to get a fair deal from ownership. But I'm not buying the capitalist propaganda. His NFL comp, Sam Darnold.
Was it Tate Martell? Was that the guy? I can't. No, it wasn't Tate Martell.
Tate Martell's a real
person. But yeah, he was a bad guy, dude. He was slimy. Falco was real. He was the salt of the earth kind of fella.
Darnold saw ghosts. Falco hears footsteps. It's all the same. Shane Falco, who got several votes already from the fan text, comes in at number 12.
That is low. That is very, I need to hear the rest of this. And Kyle Yeoman's name better be on it.
It is not.
Oh.
So I'm going to quick run through some of these. Probably all of them. Top 25, Stan Gable, Revenge of the Nerds. 24, Flash Gordon from Flash Gordon. You know what? I feel like that's low. He plays quarterback for the New York Jets and then saves the universe. So, I mean, maybe this is just focused on your on-field merits.
I can't say I ever actually... It was Danny Martell. My apologies. I can't say I've ever actually seen Flash Gordon,
it's
Kevin.
It's pretty terrible.
Does he wear a tank top?
Man, he wears a lot of stuff in all there. Right. So, maybe. Number 23, Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
That seems about like the right ranking for him.
22? Man, I do not remember how to say that quarterback... G. Grenouille from The Waterboy. That feels too high. Number 21. This is ridiculous. Junior Floyd from Little Giants. All right. Maybe he was going to develop into something. But
he was a Pee-wee League quarterback, dude.
Yeah.
What are we doing
here? David Green from School Ties. That is, of course, Brendan Fraser. Yes. Josh Fram from Air Bud Golden Receiver. And I'm going to go really quick on these next few. Alex Moran from Blue Mountain State. Bo Callahan from Draft Day.
What a bum.
And
his teammates didn't even show up to his birthday party.
I know. That's why he's all the way down 17. You know who's 16? Johnny Utah.
From
beach? Point Break.
When he was on the beach?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He learned how to play the game, I guess.
Now we move into the top 15. I do not believe I've lots of votes for Johnny Utah and Uncle Rico. I do not believe I've seen a vote for this gentleman yet. Dizzy Flores from Starship Troopers. You remember they play their future football with that stupid guy who stole Kelly away from Zach in Saved by the Bell. And he's also competing for Denise Richards' affections.
Dude, I just pulled this list up. I love that they have comps on these guys.
Yes!
They have Josh Allen as a comp for him. This is fantastic. I like this.
This one's disappointing because I love this kid. Matt Saracen from Friday Night Lights.
The movie?
The far superior TV show. His NFL comp is Brock Purdy. Joe Kane, who somebody brought up from the program, is 13. When we get to the top 10, we'll take a little bit more time. We already mentioned Falco. And then at number 11, Frank Cushman.
Oh, the Cush.
From Jerry Maguire.
Cushlash.
And so
everywhere I look, I get Cushlash.
He is pick number 11. So now we're going to move into the top 10.
Okay.
Best fictional quarterbacks of all time. I saw this name come up again and again. Look, the disrespect from Kevin on Kyle Yeomans is loud and clear.
Facts.
Kyle Yeomans is a real player. And for the person who said
a real player, huh?
I mean, a real person.
I think he is a player.
I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully not now.
Accusations.
And I'm sorry, Kyle. And Al Bundy, I believe, was a running back. But I've seen this name again, I know, again and again and again. And the latest one is from the 817. Pick number 10. 10th greatest fictitious quarterback of all time. Sunshine.
Oh, Ronnie Bass.
From Remember the Titans. Now, this one's a little dicey because that was a real person.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just factoring in the movie version of him. But
he said, let the guy run at me. I'm going to show him. And then he flipped him over. And that's awesome. He was a leader on that moment.
You should be able to figure this out. Who is Sunshine's NFL comp?
Probably Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence! Is correct. I have to admit, I've not seen this next movie. Number 9, Joe Kingman. From The Game Plan.
You haven't watched every movie The Rock's ever done?
No, I saw the first couple and I was like, I got it. He does have some good movies.
He was a star quarterback in that movie. You know, like that was the whole thing was he's a star quarterback. Everything in his life's great. And now all of a sudden this daughter has been dumped in his lap and he's like, what? And so he has to learn how to be a dad. And then he aces that too.
Now we move to number 8.
One of the best movies, dude. I love this movie. I was in it.
And this one is too low.
Oh.
This is my vote. Give me cut number 10. I think this is the best fictitious quarterback of all time.
Edison's studying with Andre. We're going to have to practice without him. You're not worried about Saturday? He done passed midterms. He's out. And the rest of the team will do whatever it takes to back him up. If we pull together, I figure Saturday will take care of itself. Take him out. It's your team, son.
That is, of course, Paul Blake from Necessary Roughness, or as one person texted in, Unnecessary Roughness. That team only had 17 players. They were given the death penalty. Paul Blake was the best recruit coming out of high school, but he needed to go back and tend the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So the comp they gave, I believe this one is lazy, is Brandon Whedon, because he was also old when he played quarterback.
Dude, we have the greatest Brandon Whedon interview in the history of Brandon Whedon interviews, and we did it twice in a row. Because our man Sean Hudgens just did not know exactly how to get it all squared away back in the day. But we still love him. Kevin.
Brandon Whedon was the nicest guy. We did the whole interview and we didn't get it. And we were like, hey, can we talk to you again? And he's like, oh, sure.
Let's do it right now.
And we started, and then he's like, we're not getting in. And we're like, you know what? Thanks,
thanks,
buddy,
for your time, man.
Have a good one.
This, I loved the scene where he, Paul Blake, was in his field throwing at that scarecrow out in the field. He had the bucket,
yes,
of footballs, and he's,
yes,
throwing. I was like, dude, this is such a cool scene. I really enjoyed that movie a lot. Kathy Ireland was their kicker, bro. Like, how much,
yeah,
better can a team be?
And I have to admit, I don't know if people have tired of his antics, and I know he's in the news a lot for totally different reasons, but I did thoroughly enjoy Rob Schneider as the announcer. Fumble!
Fumbleia! Fumbleruski! Fumbleina!
Number 7, we don't have to stop on this one unless you want to. Johnny Walker from Johnny Be Good. I have to admit, I'm not particularly familiar with that.
Check that movie out if you get a,
okay,
chance. It's fun.
Number 6.
I think you'll really like it, actually.
Jonathan Moxon.
Oh, Moxon.
From Varsity Blues. Best trait, cares for his teammates.
And Foo Fighters songs. There goes my hero. That was a great way to come back from that one.
And that set the template for pretty much every Foo Fighter song ever.
He wanted to play the oop, throw the oop-de-oop. He wanted the hook and ladder.
Plus, he's loyal.
Yeah.
That gal came out with her whipped cream bikini, and he was like, no deal. Man, what a trash move by that lady. Her poor boyfriend is in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
He might not ever recover, and
she's
like,
the future.
Time to move on
she's
to the next
to
one.
Trying to hitch her wagon.
I guess so. Well, good pick. He's number 6 on the list. NFL comp, Joe Burrow.
Oh, wow. That is a good comp because of the forehead and hair. I see it.
I mean, maybe. all right. Number 5 on the list, and I believe this is the number 1 TV quarterback on the list. It is Vince Howard from Friday Night Lights. Now, you might not be as familiar with Vince Howard.
I'm not.
He took over when Coach Taylor got punished, allegedly, by getting sent to East Dillon. But, man.
Kevin, I missed.
Vince Howard had it.
I stopped watching after season 2. Of Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, because season 2 was the one shortened by the strike.
Yeah.
It picks back up, man.
I felt like it was the same thing.
The writer's
and I was
strike.
Like, I'm done. And so maybe I need to go back and revisit it.
Now, we have several guesses at the winner. I will tell you this. There is one name that has been mentioned on here a lot that we haven't gotten to yet, and they're going to get represented. Also, from the 214, my girlfriend was the stunt double for Kathy Ireland.
What?
Please follow back up with us. I have lots of questions.
I do have questions, too.
All right. We move into the top 4. I haven't seen this movie either. Joe Pendleton from Heaven Can Wait. I think I'm going to take a guess at what the plot was. Essentially, like, I think this guy died or somebody died, and they're like, hey, we're going to give you one shot to come back to life, and you can be a quarterback again. And then I think he wins the Super Bowl. Whether or not...
Really?
Yeah, whether or not...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Not he dies after that. Not really sure. But his best trait is resilience.
Oh, good for him.
He died twice and still won the Super Bowl.
I guess you got to put him up there if he's died twice.
Okay, but on the flip side, does that make his worst trait ring chasing? He won't go to heaven.
And living.
Yeah.
That's a terrible trait.
His NFL comp, Drew Brees.
Okay. Having not seen the movie, I'll say okay.
All right. We still haven't said Willie Beeman. He's not number three either.
I can't sing all the lyrics to that song.
You cannot. Reno Hightower from The Best of Times comes in at number three. That's the Kurt Russell character.
Did you ever see this?
Nope.
Oh, man.
It was just disappointing because it says his NFL comp is Patrick Mahomes. So now I feel like I am going to watch that. All right.
And his best trait is his white shoes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Number two, Willie Beeman from Any Given Sunday. Willie Beeman is listed as the second best fictitious quarterback of all time. Best trait, playmaking. Worst trait, rapping.
Okay.
I don't know if Mike wrote that part or not, and it says, "My name is Willie" is a catchy song, but I'm questioning the decision to get in the booth prior to locking down a long-term starting job. That's a great point. From The Ringer, and their NFL comp is Aaron Rodgers. His talent is undeniable, but he rubs his teammates the wrong way, has strong opinions on how the team's offense should run, and seems to enjoy the public spotlight a bit too much.
Mm, that makes a lot of... Well, hold on. Aaron Rodgers doesn't love...
Yes, he does.
He acts like he doesn't, right?
Yes.
He's like, I don't want to be in public. I don't want my wife to be known. But let's talk about it.
This
podcast today.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Where's Joe Rogan?
So, there's one name we're missing. It's the number one of all time. And I have seen it pop up again and again and again. The number one list. Number one fictitious quarterback in all the land. You might have to make a decision here. It's Paul Crewe.
Oh.
From the 1974 good movie, The Longest Yard, and the 2005 terrible movie...
Better movie.
The Longest Yard. So it's Burt Reynolds and Adam Sandler. Do you think this is fair since they have an inherent advantage of being used twice? But Paul Crewe was all over this list, and congratulations to all the people who guessed that. He is number one.
Yeah, Paul Crewe definitely... I mean, he got a bunch of convicts...
Right.
To play football.
Right.
At a high level. And, I mean, he was well known for throwing games, too, right? Isn't that the situation?
Not cool.
Yes, him and Falco. I'm interested in why Falco is so low if this is the situation. But he was a good quarterback. He just happened to throw some games here and there.
From the 817, the winner is the Burt Reynolds character, right? By the way, somebody did say, if I haven't seen Johnny Be Good, it's a must. All right.
I agree. I remember watching it as a young kid and being like, I'm not quite sure of this thing. But like, there's the recruiting trail that he goes on and everything, and you get to see the differences between being recruited by UT and, you know, some other schools, so it's kind of fun.
From the 214, where's Burt Reynolds? From the 520, it's got to be Paul Crewe. So, there's...
From the 817, I thought it was Troy Aikman, because it feels fictitious talking about it these days.
Oh, man.
Dude, like, fictitious in that, like... Some people don't know how good Troy was.
Yeah.
And his leadership style, his play style, and they don't give him the credit he deserves because the numbers just don't pop like they do with other guys.
Now I'm going to give you more of the breakdown on Paul Crewe, and then we do, in fact, have a Cowboys signing of one of the players that we talked about yesterday.
Micah.
It's not Micah. Don't you think? It's not Micah. Best trait for Paul Crew, accuracy. Worst trait, tendency to throw games. NFL comp, Brett Favre. All right.
Oh, man, that's a great comp.
Yeah.
That is a really good comp.
Yeah, Brett Favre had some other issues.
Remember though, he was like, you know what? I'm tired of this referee calling these. I'm just going to throw the football at his throat. Hit him in the junk.
Right.
I like that. That was a good one.
Was it?
That's very Brett Favre-y.
Was it Moxon? Moxley that
hit the
knocked the guy off the horse.
Yeah,
or?
So it was, you know, a situation where he's like, I need to get the stop the clock anyway.
Okay,
I might as well throw at their mascot. He's kind of being ticking me off today, so I did like that. That was fun.
Okay,
Moxon.
And so there's,
I don't want your life.
There's your list, and I know we did quarterbacks. By the way, text in if there is another player that wasn't a quarterback that's a fictitious football player that you think could have overtaken any of
Clifford
these
Franklin
people.
From the Replacements.
You like him better than Shane Falco?
Clifford Franklin's the only one going up for it. Clifford Franklin's the only one coming down with it.
Now,
love it.
We do have news for the Dallas Cowboys who, in, you know, a pretty on-brand signing, they have signed somebody who hasn't been productive in 3 years. The Cowboys are signing James Houston, who, man, he was tremendous his first year in Detroit. He had 8 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a 6th-round pick, so it's not like he was promising
very
anything.
High pedigree expectation on him.
And then he has had some other issues that have forced him to miss some games and everything like that. But we talked about how the Cowboys brought him in. They did indeed sign James Houston to a deal. I've not seen the specifics on the money or anything like that. I would imagine a 1-year deal makes a whole lot of sense on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, and obviously too. Right now, you need the bodies. You know, you got to have those around here. But yeah, I'd love to see if he has something. Yeah, he's young.
Sure.
You know, he's young. He still has that opportunity to go do something. They tried him out. They saw it. Let's see if we can ramp it up from there.
Yeah, he's only, I think, 26. And like, this is the thing that I always thought, I still think this, that the Rangers are so good at kind of finding that like diamond in the rough that maybe you don't feel like this is a big signing or anything, but they make it like somebody who's so valuable to the team. Look, it's not going to really cost you anything in terms of real salary cap depth when it comes to bringing him in. So if he's just a camp body, no harm, no foul. If he doesn't work out, no harm, no foul. But on the flip side, if he can do something,
you can get some good pass rush out of him, I think.
And he just needed, you know, maybe more of an opportunity, stay healthy, anything like that. Hey, it's a low risk move, so I have no problem with it. So yes, the Cowboys bringing in James Houston, and they do in fact make that official. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Corey, I feel like it's about that.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now.
We'll win a pair of Pit tickets to go see Treaty Oak Revival on August 15th at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory. That is, of course, courtesy of Live Nation. You can go buy those tickets, or you can win them for free. 877-881-1053, and we'll be doing that giveaway all week long.
I like it.
Good. Good, good, good.
Yeah, I like Treaty Oak Revival, dude.
Okay.
Good country band.
Ooh, who do you like more, Treaty Oak Revival or James Houston?
Ooh, well, we're giving away the Treaty Oak Revival tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We're not giving away James Houston.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Push.
Okay. All right.
I know you don't like that.
What a classic Corey answer. Now, I've got something that I think will be fun for you guys. We talk all the time about the Dallas Card Show.
Okay, and yes. Yes, we do.
It's the biggest card show in the country
for now.
That is okay. It's the biggest consistent card show in the country, but we are also right up on the national one-off once a year. And I saw this article in The Athletic, really fascinating, like what some athletes will and will not sign. So for example, LT will add the inscription of LT was a bad MF-er, but not censor it, for an extra $105.
So he'll add that for the
money. As the description, yeah.
Will he add a censored version for less?
Oh, that's a great question, because you just have to do the line instead of like the UCK.
Man, LaDainian Tomlinson, what a dude.
No, not Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, okay, yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson was, though.
David Ortiz will sign inscriptions like Curse Reversed, This Is Our Effin' City, Big Poppy, all of that stuff, and that's fantastic. But then there's a whole bunch of athletes who will not inscribe certain things.
Like certain physical items, or they won't say certain
things. Both.
Okay, all right. Interested to hear.
Allen Iverson will not inscribe practice to your autograph.
But that was what made him even more famous. Like, he was a big deal. And Dude. Then he launched into another stratosphere whenever he did that.
How, man, what if he would write the whole thing out?
That would be like you never signing better on there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, how ridiculous would that be?
So he will
not. Or Corey not signing in it to win it.
He will not do that. For Bo Jackson, man, he has a lot of stuff that he will not sign.
He was recently chasing a card of himself.
Yeah.
He said squirrel away for his grandkids, and I love that.
So,
and he also doesn't want you asking for anything while he's trying to watch a game.
That is true, which I do respect that. He will apparently not sign Bo Knows, and he will not do the inscription Bo Don't Know Diddley. He also won't sign artwork, bat on the shoulder pads, cards, or photos.
What?
Which is crazy, because that's got to be his most iconic card.
Yes, Bo Knows was also classic as well.
Now,
wow,
it looks like that is the result of a lawsuit between the photographer and Nike.
Okay. Oh, man, I wonder what the photographer wanted from Nike for that.
I don't know. He will not sign Tecmo Bowl items. Some people think that's a result of maybe his deal with EA Sports now.
Okay.
But that is kind of more speculation.
Dude, he was unstoppable in Tecmo Bowl. I can see how everybody would walk up with their version of that NES game and saying, hey, I want this.
He won't sign stat jerseys or Heisman trophies.
What are stat jerseys?
Stat jersey is like, it'll have his number on there, but in the number or below or above the number, it'll be like 1,300 yards, Heisman Trophy, and like have a bunch of extra stuff on it.
And he won't sign those. Nope. Interesting.
And he won't sign any Tampa Bay Buccaneers items or the unauthorized biography of his life.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of stuff.
I know.
Bo Jackson does not like to autograph. So basically what I'm hearing here is don't ask Bo Jackson for an autograph.
That doesn't just say Bo Jackson. Yeah. It's not on a Raiders thing. Todd Helton. This one's disappointing. He won't sign the Todd Father.
Oh.
He won't sign Mr. Rocky either.
Okay. Well, that seemed pretty ridiculous, but
yeah.
All right.
And then we get to
the Todd Father.
Yeah.
He
won't put the Todd Father. Albert Pujols, he will not sign Hall of Fame 2028. Now, remember, Tom Brady is totally fine with that, and he's fine inscribing.
He's not even in yet. He's like, nah, I got you. I know I'm going in.
And I feel pretty confident.
Who's going in?
Pujols is a rubber stamp, but
does he not want to jinx it or something?
It could be. Could be a jinx. Could be out of respect for the game. Don't know. He will not sign inscribe the Hall of Fame 2028. Roberto Alomar, this makes sense to me, will not sign any items related to his spitting incident with the umpire, John Hirschberg.
I absolutely get that. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to either.
So there are lots of things that people won't sign for various reasons. Do you want to hear the most heartwarming reason?
Who did you say right before Alomar, by the way?
Pujols?
Pujols. There was some. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Steve Garvey. The only thing.
Can I go back real quick?
Yeah.
You know who wanted to sign the Hall of Fame inscription as quickly as they could?
Drew Pearson.
Drew Pearson.
Oh,
he was like, I cannot
Happy
that I get to put Hall of Fame on there.
I so much
agree
with that.
Sign a check, Hall of Famer.
Now, here's something that's downright heartwarming for you.
All right.
Steve Garvey. He will not sign his Fleer 1982 trading card because there's a legend floating around where Garvey supposedly signed the card for a charity auction one time and vowed it would be the only time he signed that particular card.
Really?
So for a charity auction, there is a 1982 Fleer card that he autographed, but he said he will never autograph that card again. Because it was for the charity. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that creates more value for that,
yes,
that specific card.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors, but we will also hear from the Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer next, live from Oxnard right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.